This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the Senate passage Tuesday of what he called a, quote, historic $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, celebrating a major bipartisan win on a plan he vowed would, quote, transform America. The bill still needs approval from lawmakers in the U.S. House, but Biden says it funds work on roads, bridges, and ports, as well as clean water and high-speed internet, and he says it will create thousands of high-paying jobs for people without college degrees. The measure now faces a vote in the House of Representatives in coming weeks, where its future is less certain as divisions have sprung up in the Democratic majority. It's rare bipartisan work in a deeply politically divided Washington, with even Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell praising the popularity of the country's highway system. The man in charge of the U.S. state of New York resigned on Tuesday following an investigation that found he sexually harassed 11 women. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing mounting legal pressure and faced demands for his departure from U.S. President Joe Biden and others. In a televised 20-minute address, the 63-year-old says his resignation would take effect in 14 days, a downfall for a man once seen as a possible U.S. presidential contender. He's a Democrat who's served since 2011 as governor of the fourth most populous U.S. state. Cuomo made the announcement a week after New York's attorney general released the results of a five-month independent investigation that concluded he engaged in conduct that violated U.S. and state laws. Cuomo on Tuesday again denied any wrongdoing, though he accepted full responsibility for offending the women. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed issued a call Tuesday for all eligible civilians to join the armed forces as fighting rages in multiple regions of Africa's second most populous nation. It comes less than 2 months after he declared a unilateral ceasefire in the war against Tigrayan rebels. Northern Ethiopia has been racked by violence since November after Abiy, the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize winner, sent troops into Tigray to topple his regional ruling party, the Tigray's People Liberation Front, vowing a swift victory. But 9 months later, the TPLF has made advances into neighboring regions while aid workers struggle to reach cut-off populations, with the UN saying 400,000 people face famine-like conditions in Tigray. On Tuesday, the government's patience appears to have run out, with Abiy ordering security forces, quote, to halt the destruction of the treasonous and terrorist TPFL organization. He says those unable to enlist could contribute in other ways, including providing supplies and moral support for the army. Somalia and Kenya agreed to, quote, reset their frosty relations Tuesday following talks between leaders of the countries. The meeting signals a thaw between the Horn of Africa neighbors as often tense relations between the two countries. Somalia has objected to what it calls Kenya's meddling in regions over its border, while Nairobi in turn has accused Mogadishu of using it as a scapegoat for its own political problems. Ties between the countries were severed on December 15th after Kenya hosted the leadership of Somaliland, a breakaway state not recognized by the Somali government. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on captured Afghan territory on Tuesday as civilians hid in their homes, and a European Union official said the militants now control nearly two-thirds of the country after a string of gains as foreign forces pull out. A capital in a northern province fell to the Taliban on Tuesday evening, according to residents who reported Afghan security forces retreating. It's the seventh regional capital to come under the control of the Taliban in about a week, though the White House said on Tuesday the United States did not see a Taliban takeover of the entire country as inevitable. A senior EU official said Tuesday Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghan territory, are threatening to take 11 provincial capitals, and are trying to deprive Kabul of its traditional support from national forces in the north. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.